Hey, Drew, this is Brandy Clark. How you doing?
I'm good. I've been on vacation for the last week, and my good pal Marcy Brown, who is such a fan of you.
I love Marcy.
Decided to surprise my first day back from Mexico, saying, hey, Brandy's going to call you. Is that okay? And I'm like, yes, it is.
I love it.
Congratulations on the new album. It's been out for 3 days now. What's the feeling that you've had it out for the weekend and had to have all your fans reacting to it so far?
It's exhilarating, honestly. You know, I was working on this record a year ago this month, and so I've it's been in the can, so to speak, for a long time. And in that time, you know, when you finish a record, you're really proud of it, and then you start to wonder, well, is it as good as I think it is?
Right.
Is it gonna hit people? And so to now have it out where fans are hearing it and to see their reaction, it's what I dreamed of. So it's great to have it out.
And this is your second album. Was the first album the same type of process where you're working on it for a good year before you're able to finally put the finishing touches and get it out?
Well, and I want to say, too, we made the record in about 6 weeks.
Oh, wow.
But, you know, you're on a schedule with a label.
Right.
There's a window.
Everybody has a boss.
Yeah, we can fit you in here between... Oh, Dan and Shay and Frankie Ballard. Like, you know, we'll put you in there.
Yep.
And you know, it has to line up for single releases and all that.
Yep.
The first record, it took about 4 months to make, but I wasn't able to commit the time to it like I was this time. We didn't really have a budget the first go around. And
right.
So we were just working on it when myself and Dave Brainerd, who produced that record, could steal away time.
Big Day in a Small Town is the name of the album. And the cool part is that we get to see you on TV tomorrow and Wednesday performing on Late Night with Seth Meyers and then Live with Kelly. Is it a little more nerve-wracking to be performing on national TV versus 1,000 or 10,000 or 30,000 right in front of you?
Oh, yeah. You know, Seth Meyers will be nerve-wracking, but the great thing about Seth Meyers is it's a taped show. So if something really goes wrong... You can have a redo.
You're like, Seth, I love you, but I got to redo that note.
Yeah. Now on Kelly, you're live. It's like when you do, I did Good Morning America, and it's like, okay, we got to get this right the first time. And, and then, you know, thank God there's a teleprompter.
Because there's only, you know, 10, 20 million people watching.
Exactly.
Well, we are spoiled that we get to see it twice this summer. We're going to travel and see it in Milwaukee in a couple weeks, and then you're doing City Winery in Chicago, which is one of our favorite intimate venues. We'll be there on July 30th. I think as an artist, that's got to be a really cool setting as well, because it's more super intimate than maybe anything else you do. Is that right?
Oh, yeah. I love those sorts of venues, because it also, you know, a lot of times you reconfigure your band for a show like that to make it feel more acoustic and intimate. And, you know, it's just a little more off the cuff. You're closer to the audience and take a few requests. I'm stoked about playing that show. And I've heard it's already almost sold out, which just makes my heart smile big time.
Things we want to know about Brandy Clark, your favorite Snapchat filter that you've been using lately that you love when it pops up.
You're going to die when I tell you this. I'm not on Snapchat.
You're not on set. Do we need to sign you up for Snapchat today?
Well, maybe you do, but here's the thing is all those little filters scare me a little bit.
They scared me too until I figured it out, and then I was like, okay, this is kind of fun.
Maybe I need to join the party. I mean, I guess I'm a little late to the party on this one.
It's okay.
Yeah.
But Snapchat and Instagram are the number one apps that everyone is using, whether you're 10 years old or 80 years old. So
now, I do have Instagram, and I love Instagram.
Love Instagram as well. What movie do you stop to watch all the way through when it pops up on your bus, no matter where you are or what you're doing?
Shawshank Redemption.
What's the name of the town? Tehuantinsuyo, is that right?
Wow. I see you watch it, too.
I have the same answer as you, and I'm always curious if people love Shawshank or if it's something else, because, yes, I got Shawshanked in the last 2 months, and it still happens, and you still have to sit and watch the whole thing.
Yeah, I'll start watching it, and I'll think, okay, I'm just going to watch it until the next commercial, and then the next thing I know.
Uh-huh. You get up to go get, like, a bowl of chips, and then you come back.
Uh-huh.
It happens. Brandy Clark, one thing on your bucket list this year, you are going to take care of it no matter what.
I want to have my first number one song as an artist.
Girl Next Door.
Yeah.
I think it can happen.
I think so, too.
Why not? We're playing the heck out of it, right?
Yeah, you're helping make it happen, that's for sure.
Well, we love you in Chicago. You've written so many hit songs for other artists, Miranda and the Band Perry, Darius, Reba, the list goes on. We are thrilled that for your second album, you're bringing it back to you. Big Day in a Small Town, and we're going to see you later this month and next month. And we just wish you all the success in the world, Brandy.
Well, I love you guys, too. You and Marcy and Jeff. Love you guys so much.
And if not before, I will hope to see you at City Winery.
You'll see me then.
Have a great day, Brandy. Thanks for calling.
Thank you, Drew.